On a Tuesday morning, and welcome to your Tuesday. Welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning on the show, proudly brought to you by Accelerate Security, as we accelerate into the week and into another meaty interview, literally this morning. And you, I'm sure, if you are not a vegan or a vegetarian, if you are someone who is a fan of protein, shall we say, in various forms, you will know and love the homegrown butchery brand that is Wazza Meat Company. And you would probably already have caught wind that the brand has been expanding, the story has been growing, and the latest edition, I believe it's the fourth outlet that has officially opened its doors this last week in Salt Rock, and with a grand opening and lots of happy people before the weekend, braais got lit. Let's find out what the full story is, though, because in the studio with me, very kindly delivering me a cup of coffee on the go, we've got Wazza himself. Warwick Taylor is in the house with us. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Wazza?
Eat more meat.
Wazza's going to get a tattoo with that one.
I'm very good. Morning, Mark. Thanks for having us. Morning, Belita.
Good to have you in the house, man. Alongside you, we've got the CEO, Richard, is on the microphone. Richard, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm very good, thank you. And Mark,
great to have you guys both. And I want to find out about the latest chapter in the Wazza story, because it's a local success story in many ways. And this new chapter, this latest chapter, just adds to that and makes it seem all the more exciting before we head into the festive season. And the latest store opening in Salt Rock, in a very kind of strategic location. Was this something that has always been on the cards, that you've always wanted to extend the brand Salt Rock way? What's the planning been like on this?
Yeah, Mark, we officially opened at 11 o'clock on Friday, so we're super excited about that. We're right next to Cecil at the top, and we think it's a great site. In fact, it goes back to 15, 16 years ago. I was still living in Maritzburg those days. I phoned up old Bill Commons, and he was head of Mascor. I said, "Bill, why are you selling tractors in town, man? Come on, what's going on here?" And he said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I want to open a butcher shop there." He said, "Get lost," and it was the end of the conversation.
To be
I phoned him 3 years ago, and I said, "Hey, you're still selling tractors here?" And he said, "Yes, what's up?" He says, "I still want to open a butchery." He said, "Come for a cup of coffee." And 3 years ago, we spoke with Finergy, our landlords, great guys. And here we are today, opened on Friday, and we've been so well received. We're so grateful for the response, the Salt Rock community and the greater Belito community. The feedback is just awesome. We're super grateful about that. They're really enjoying us being there. So our desire is to be Belito's local butcher and to serve our communities, change our communities, give them great meat. And we'll do our best at doing that.
And you do it. You do it so well. Rich, talk to me about the store itself and the actual the physical behind the scenes, getting it all set up, floor space wise. Is it everything that you wanted in a space to be able to serve that end of the North Coast?
Yeah, Mark. We've definitely put out our biggest store there. It's double the size of our previous biggest store, which was Junction.
Wow.
So we're looking at about 510 square meters there.
Sure.
With the shop front being about, I think it's what, 300 square meters, there was.
Yeah, it's a nice space, and we've got a bit of a central thing going at the back. We've got an 8-ton dry aging unit there, so
yeah,
that's going to be a game changer.
Yo, 8-ton dry aging
yeah,
unit.
So,
and obviously that feeds into your other stores as well. I mean, it sort of helps the whole offering.
So that's the plan there with the dry aging. We'll do all the dry aging there. We'll do all our production there to get consistency through the product. I mean, our boerewors, can I just talk about boerewors? I mean, I'll eat boerewors before rump and fillet and all those things. Proper boerewors I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Every 30 kilo batch of our boerewors has got 8 kilograms of brisket fat. And that is not to make it cheap. We pay more for the brisket fat than we pay for the meat, but it's to make it excellent. It is absolutely, you know, I know we're on radio, not TV here, but I can't show you now, but when you bite the boerewors, the juice runs down the side of your cheeks, so, you know, you can see where my fingers are going.
That's
it actually looks like he's getting hungry.
Hey, man.
But you can see.
And we can do that and have that consistency of product throughout our stores now.
And that is amazing, the fact that you're really... you're working with that in mind as you plan to scale up. And for a local brand, for an independent, for like a family business in a sense, to be able to be punching at that level, offering that kind of promise of quality and consistency, and the fact that you are so passionate about every aspect, from sourcing only the best from suppliers that you personally know, to making sure that you know, you guys are on the floor, really have boots on the ground with all your stores, very, very heavily involved in every detail of the operation, to make sure that from the simplest customer interactions, whether they're popping in for a bag of biltong or whether they're looking to get a whole bunch of speciality cuts, it's just a top quality offering. And it's a Bolito brand that, as I said, people have been coming on holiday here, and now they know. Come on holiday, what's the first thing you do? You got to hit Wazza's, you got to go stock up for stock the freezer for the festive season. And it's a brand that's going places. So, I mean, like, you've definitely got the North Coast covered. Who knows? I mean, what the next chapter might hold you. But as long as we've got you here, we're all the better for it.
Yeah, and I must just add, Wazza Meats is, we local, we live here, we first for locals. And that's what we put a butcher shop in here. The visitors, if you own a business in Bolito and the visitors come, we love our visitors, but we're here first for the locals, who we want to serve. Fantastic. And that's an important thing to mention, you know, a point to mention. We're involved in the in local people, local businesses, and you can't be in Bolito just waiting for holiday makers.
No.
Cherry on the top stuff.
And if you're looking to get your fix, well, you know where to find the Wazza team. Lifestyle Center in the market, of course. The Junction Mall, previously that was the biggest store. Now the new Salt Rock offering in that Mascor Sasol Garage neighbor. Yeah. Very centrally located. And not forgetting that recently down in the Bolito Village as well.
Yeah, and the Bolito Quick Spa down there with Ed and Nat's, a great convenient location. We've got our Wonder Boy. His name is Wonder Boy. He is a Wonder Boy. And he's got his team down there, and they're doing a great job. People are enjoying the convenience of us being down on the beach there.
Well, there you go. Now you know. The story continues to be written. Wazza Meat Company. You've got to try the Border Wars this weekend. That's a must. Richie, any other top picks that you would say definitely give that one a go?
The Black Angus.
A Black Angus.
Yeah, eh? We've just got a fresh load of Black Angus in. So whenever you see Black Angus on our shelves, grab some, because it flies off the shelf really, really quickly.
Okay.
So I think we actually need to start getting some more carcasses of that in there.
Well,
yeah. I mean, it's our dream. Rich and I, we meet every day, and it would be our dream to sell Black Angus, every piece of meat, but there's not enough Black Angus around. Yeah, it's phenomenal. We cut one up on Saturday and it's gone, but we're cutting more up today. So in all four shops, there'll be Black Angus on our shelves. Give us until this afternoon, it'll be there. But it is
the real deal.
Amazing. We're getting it from Robbie Kleindoch up in Nottingham Road, and he just does it well. It's beautiful.
Hey, well, listen, you only get quality when you're shopping at Wazza. And guys, congratulations on the latest launch, the new store opening, and may the story continue to go and grow. And looking forward to having a real braai to celebrate another successful year really soon. What do you say?
100%. You should be buying every day.
Well, listen, with load shedding going to stage 8, as they say, I think it's becoming more and more of an option. Richard.
Mark, I also just want to give our team a shout out, because without those guys, we couldn't have done what we've done at Salt Rock. So yeah, for our team that's listening, we really, really appreciate you guys, and awesome. We enjoy everything that you do for us. And just keep pushing and keep going, because you're going to keep growing the brand as we keep pioneering the way forward.
There you go. Teamwork makes the dream work, and what a team they've got. Wazza Meats. Go and grab yourself something for the braai today. Our special guests, Richard and Waz. Guys, have a smoking good Tuesday. We'll speak soon.
Cheers, okay, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Cheers, Bolito.
Here's the braai day anthem.